Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Drama. Despair. It's all right here, baby, on Email Wednesday with Jeff and Amanda on KRZ.
Well, when you have the type of snow we had Monday and Tuesday, the person in your neighborhood who owns the big snowblower or maybe a pickup truck with a plow on it, they suddenly become very, very popular. And the guy who wrote us, he was getting hit from all sides the other day. He said, can you ask other people with snowblowers or plows, how do they avoid bailing out the entire neighborhood? Or is that something that goes along with being prepared? Thank you for holding.
Jeff, I was just listening to your show here and listening about how people should just keep to themselves. That's what's wrong. We got to help each other. The street I live on, I do 12 houses.
Oh, my Lord.
Their snow for them.
That's really nice. And if I was a real estate agent trying to sell a house in that neighborhood, I would point that out. By the way, we have a snow removal service for free in this neighborhood. There's the guy right there.
And I take care of it for him. He just moved there just this year, so.
Good man. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. I have a feeling, though, that he's in the minority, not the majority. You've been kind of watching all these emails trickling in. Is there a central theme on how to handle this?
A lot of people are saying just stick to your own. That's how you don't have to do everyone else's. Just
right.
Do your own and head back in.